This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is laying out its plan for sharing 25 million unused COVID-19 vaccine doses with other nations. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
As vaccine demand drops at home, scores of countries have been asking the U.S. for doses. So far, only Mexico and Canada have received them, a combined 4.5 million. The White House says it'll share about 19 million doses with the UN-backed global vaccine program, with shots going to South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. Another 6 million will be sent to allies and partners like India and Iraq. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's making clear the U.S. wants nothing in return.
We're not seeking to extract concessions. We're not extorting.
He says the aim is solely to help end the pandemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule, racing to head off what's expected to be a frantic push by the premier and his allies to derail a newly announced coalition. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset, and who would preside over that vote. I'm Zaria Shackley.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Belarus announced Thursday the United States would have to cut its diplomatic and administrative staff in the former Soviet country as part of retaliatory sanctions following punitive measures from Washington. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry also said permission for the U.S. Agency for International Development to work in the country had been revoked. In a statement, the ministry added that visa procedures would also be tightened. In April, the United States said it was reimposing sanctions on 9 state-owned companies in Belarus after strongman Alexander Lukashenko ignored warnings to release political prisoners following a crackdown on the opposition after a disputed election last year. Sri Lanka on Thursday readied for the possibility of an oil spill after a cargo ship laden with chemicals sank off its western coast. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
The Singapore-registered MV Express Pearl was carrying nitric acid as well as other chemicals and cosmetics. It was anchored off a port city when a fire erupted on board on May the 20th. The craft began to sink early on Wednesday. The ship's operators said in a statement on Thursday there were still no signs of a fuel oil spill and that much of the toxic cargo had been incinerated in the fire. But photos from the country's coast guard showed a layer of green film blanketing the ocean surrounding the vessel. Millions of plastic pellets have also reached surrounding beaches and fishing grounds, prompting the government to ban fishing along a 50-mile stretch. The government says it will seek redress for the incident, while Singapore authorities have started their own investigation.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee. Duke's Mike Krzyzewski says he feels it's the right time to step away from his Hall of Fame college basketball coaching career. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
I just want to tell you, I've been a very lucky guy.
The man known as Coach K says he and his wife have mapped out their future.
The journey's going to be over in a year, and we're going to go after it as hard as we possibly can.
The 74-year-old Krzyzewski has won 9 national titles at Duke and is the winningest coach in the history of Division I men's college basketball. He says he's proud of his family, proud of his players.
A great picture for me would be to get all my guys, my former players, in one place, where I could just, okay, that's good.
Former Duke player and assistant head coach John Shire will be Krzyzewski's replacement. I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week for a 5th straight week to a new pandemic low. The latest evidence the U.S. job market is regaining its health as the economy further reopens. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll